I'm Pam Saldana, host of I Heard It in a Movie, a podcast about music and cinema, where you are liable to hear just about anything. First up, we have a record from the soundtrack of the terrific, the underrated 1997 crime drama, Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. So Samuel L. Jackson plays Ordell. Remember he had that weird braided goatee thing going? He's about to do a hit on associate Beaumont, played by a very suspicious Chris Tucker. Ordell is sitting in his car, putting on these tight black leather gloves. He turns on the ignition, and this is what he hears.
From you. boat up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank her boat up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank her boat up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she called the doctor, woke him up and said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve his bellyache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve his bellyache." Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, to relieve this bellyache." I said, "Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?" I said, "Doctor, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Nilsson's novelty tune, that means it's weird, from another Tarantino film, Reservoir Dogs. Not the song most people automatically associate with Reservoir Dogs. That distinction goes to the fantastic needle drop when Michael Madsen, a.k.a. Mr. Blonde, does his famous little dance.
Chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
You are listening to I Heard It in a Movie, a podcast about music and cinema, where you are liable to hear anything. I'm your host, Pam Saldana. From John Frankenheimer's 1970 drama, I Walk the Line, the legendary Johnny Cash on Sun Records. So, from Tennessee, we head to Ohio, circa 2020, and the film by British director Emerald Fennell, and her stunning debut feature film, A Promising Young Woman.
I don't find too many. glad you are a monkey.
Forget the great cinematic cocaine freakout. Well, actually, there are two great cinematic cocaine freakouts, and one of them belongs to Martin Scorsese and Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. The other one? Well, we'll get to that some other time. Right now, it's getting chilly in here, and that's because we are entering the Ryan Gosling Cool Zone.
Thank you.
I'm Pam Saldana, and you are listening to I Heard It in a Movie, a podcast about music and cinema. One of the all-time great cult films, Walter Hill's 1979 classic, The Warriors. I could not wait to see this movie. I was 13, 14. Anyway, I thought it was the coolest thing I had ever seen. And it still holds up. You know the gang that dressed up as the psycho baseball players? The Furies. They terrified me. I loved them. This next recording comes from the little scene young adult drama Adventureland. And that's too bad, because it's a very cool, very touching film. I think a lot of people didn't bother with Adventureland because Kristen Stewart starred in it, and people don't like her. At least that's according to my own young adult daughters. And that's not fair that people don't like her. Kristen Stewart. She's very good in Adventureland.
Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday, with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of.
Bye.
Director Sofia Coppola became a critic's darling with Lost in the Translation, though some 20 years later, with its insensitivity regarding Asian stereotypes, it too doesn't translate as well. But it's still a pretty great film. You are listening to I Heard It in a Movie, a podcast about music and cinema. I'm your host, Pam Saldana.
Morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander apart from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Na 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 na
Now that we have traveled to the end of this episode, I hope that you've been both surprised and amused, that you appreciate the cinematic liberality that invites us to see and experience everything within the context of film. You've been listening to I Heard It in a Movie with your host, Pam Saldana. Until next time.